Opinions expressed in commentary are not the views of WAVS Radio, its management or staff, or any advertiser. This is Commentary with Winston Barnes. A most significant event took place in Jamaica Monday with a visit of four CARICOM leaders visiting the hurricane-ravaged island nation. Firstly, that the leaders found it possible at all to leave the businesses of their countries to make a visit to Jamaica shows sheer solidarity with a Caribbean community member state. This is of significance at a time when the region's very safety is being threatened by the presence of U.S. warships that could create even more hardships for not only nearby Trinidad and Tobago, but for much of the entire Caribbean, an area which one leader has now sought to deny needs to remain a zone of peace. Even if no one hearing this is old enough to remember what was called Federation, the fact that the Barbados Prime Minister can, as articulately as she is capable, to say loudly and clearly that Jamaica must know it is not standing alone at this time is a confirmation that regionalism has its rightful place in a world where island nations are seen as disposable non-entities. The sentiments, as well as the help offered Jamaica by these leaders, confirms that a 21st century federation is not an impossibility. In fact, the ragings of powerful nations surrounding the English-speaking Caribbean might be the very reason why regionalism might be the only real alternative if survival is in the region's future. Meanwhile, we should pray that the United Nations don't steal Mia Motley from the Caribbean. I'm Winston Barnes with Commentary.